Yeah, the Illinois staff was not stringing along my friend's brother at all. Like they didn't want to just like, they weren't like saying, "Hey, we just need you as an understudy or whatever, and never to do anything." Like they legitimately thought, "Okay, this guy will play. Yeah, we think this guy might be the leader of our team here at Illinois." I can't remember who the coach was. Maybe Tyler or somebody remembers,
I
but.
don't.
In the mid 2000s.
I just think the majority of the time in those sorts of situations, coaching staffs across America aren't trying to screw kids over just for the sake of depth. I think some I'm not going to say never, but if they're honestly thinking that
Well,
somebody
that's the
needs to
hard.
just you wait your turn. Here comes your opportunity after so-and-so graduates or goes on to the NFL. Then here it is for you.
And that's the
And
hard
then
thing
some
with
freak athlete just comes out of nowhere and then
that's what happened in this.
quarterbacks too, is you want one a class, but ultimately at the
Right.
end of the day, you
Yeah.
You
could
want
end up with one that is just freaking lights out, and then they're gonna play.
Yeah, I mean,
and you want
It's a tough thing
I
to
don't
judge.
yeah, I don't think most of them are snakes like that clown up in Minnesota.
No, like these the people at Illinois fully intended to have my friend's brother play. Like
Right.
they were like, if you can come in and you can have a shot. And then the next year they get Juice Williams and he plays
Right.
as a true
It,
fucking
it,
freshman
right. And then you're
and
because you're
deserves
holding
the
your team
job.
back. Right. Because you're holding your team back if you don't play the best player.
Yeah.
Like,
Right.
otherwise, because they wouldn't have probably, they probably wouldn't have made the Rose Bowl in 07.
But
Like,
playing games with kids is how you burn your pipelines too.
I
yeah.
mean, that is
That's
true.
why I don't think that this is intentional when you hear about those instances where a kid gets strung along per se, in their opinion, you
Well, and
know.
you don't know what's coming up next
Yeah.
year.
No, nobody does really.
Or if you'll land a kid or what happens. But anyways, what are we talking
Yeah.
about today?
Well, the yeah, like you want one quarterback a class. You want probably three running backs every 2 years. Figuring like doing that, and because now in today's age, you have a whole bunch of obstacles that you have to dodge. But you know, yeah, here's a segue for you. You know, a bunch of obstacles that we have to dodge. How the fuck are we going to beat a team who has a preschool offense, but the world's greatest punter of all time?
Well,
Defense isn't too shabby.
We on paper, you write it down. On paper, we should kick the fuck out of this team.
We should win like 38-3. But as you know, in the last 5 years, 6 years of this game, obviously that hasn't happened. And as last year's game showed you, that didn't happen. And the key to this game is not turning the ball over and like eat and like field position. Because
Yeah.
with our special teams, it sucked last year. Our punting, man,
I'm just
it was rough to watch, man. That's been the key. That and then us turning the ball over.
gonna say last year, that sounds like about every year.
like
Basically,
it's
yeah.
different. It's a different thing every fucking year. 1 year it's, oh my gosh, we can't tackle Akram Wadley to save our life, and we need to we change the defense. The next year it's, okay, we have a pretty good team. We like this David Montgomery dude, and we like this Kyle Kemp dude. And then Kyle Kemp goes down on the first drive, and we can't do shit. We can't do diddly shit. And then the next year, I mean, you get two rain delays or whatever the shit it was, where we would have killed them.
We were
Yeah.
the better team. It's just they, yeah.
We're always the better team. But the score doesn't reflect that. We were the better team last year. They couldn't move. Right. What famous stat do I always say about last year? They had negative 10 yards of offense in the third quarter, and they scored 10 points. That doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't. Like, learning in engineering school, basically every class in engineering, you basically just go, okay, every system has to balance. What you put in must come out, or what is generated, and you have to add what's generated minus what's destroyed. Basically, that's all engineering for you. It all has to balance. It all has to make sense. In this game, it doesn't make sense. This is an engineering problem that's not balanced. What the fuck? I don't know how to compute it. I don't know how to game plan for this.
Cannot compute.
How do you game plan for thunderstorms? How do you game plan for, like, any of this? How do you game plan for, like, we go into, if we played Alabama, Georgia, Notre Dame, Ohio State, blah, 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 we'd all have, it'd all be a little bit different game plans, but they'd all make sense. Right. How do you game plan for an immobile offense that can't do shit, but you're still going to lose?
This is where your Iowa voodoo theory comes into play.
It doesn't make sense. There's like every game is just like, that doesn't happen.
No. Well, and I can about guarantee it. They're going to throw something out. Somebody's going to have a game that he'll never be able to pull back out of his back pocket ever again.
The Cordell Pemsel effect.
And it's just, you've got nothing to say other than, well, fuck, that's just fantastic, isn't it? That this one walk-on kid, lifelong Hawkeye fan, is going to come out of nowhere. Cinderella story, all the Caddyshack lines. And just play out of his fucking mind.
Oh, yeah. It's good. I probably know who it will be. It'll probably be Monty Potterbaum. Will probably take it for a 50-yard touchdown. That dude never touches the ball.
He's going to go full-on Wiseman and just gain 3.5 yards a carry.
Yeah, they'll come out and he'll be able to move the ball in the second quarter, and then they're just going to start giving him the ball. He'll have 250 yards.
Maybe that's what we've been missing is a good Iowa kid as quarterback.
The kid with the neck roll will score 200, run for 250 yards.
That Wiseman game that year where all he did was they just gave him the ball. It was like, off tackle left, off tackle right. And he would gain 3 to 5 yards every time.
Yeah.
I swear that was like a 2-quarter drive.
That pissed me off. Like, why can't we stop it?
Iowa's favorite drive ever. This is a hypothetical drive. What they would hope is if they can go get a 3-and-out from our team to start out the game, first quarter, they get the ball back and they run it for 2 quarters and kick a field goal at the end.
Yeah.
That's their perfect drive.
And so then they can start the third quarter with the ball and be able to
win 6-0. Good Lord. That must be fun.
So I'd say this. We've talked about it. I don't know if we've talked about it much on the recording or not. I kind of, every conversation blurs together. But,
of course,
you know, talking about Iowa State needing to get the ball first, I think would really help us out. If we can get the ball first and get some kind of points, it can be a field goal, I don't care. Some kind of points on that opening drive, because – you know,
with their backs against the wall,
you know that we're going to play softer on defense. Iowa's opening drive, we just are.
Yeah,
and so you know that Iowa's going to, with that bullshit offense, going to at least collect a couple of first downs,
yep,
and then pin us deep.
Yep,
and so we need the ball first if we're gonna play that whole wait and see base package on the opening drive. When we're on defense, we need the ball first then.
Because
otherwise it's going to be 0-0 and we're up against the end zone the entire time. And I can just hear that Iowa crowd roaring already. And we did it to ourselves, if that's
the just case. Let them fucking score.
Let them score, and then
just let them score so we can take it at the 25.
Oh, no. I can't get on board with that.
No, I'm joking. But basically, I mean, we were playing in the backfield. I mean, we were playing in the 5-yard line.
How stupid of a conversation is this?
I mean, this is so dumb.
It's a completely inept offense, and we're like
terrified.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, do not let that punter get that ball anywhere near the 5-yard
line. Yeah, because this fucking game has done this to us.
Oh, what a stupid, matchup!
It's terrible. I mean, we don't have to deal with this with any other game. Baylor, Texas, Oklahoma. Right. Oklahoma State, you name it. You name the game. We don't have to deal with this bullshit. There's some bullshit that's happened in the Kansas State game, but it's not like this.
Not to this
level. I mean, not to this level. You can usually blame the ref or blame my own coach for some of that trickery. But this stuff, it's like, okay, think about the wildest thing that could possibly happen. And then just put it out like, it probably is going to be twice as wild. But the thing that I've heard all week in the past few weeks, and it's something I said, but now I'm just kind of like, I don't even know if I agree with what I said. Like, everybody's talking about, you have to play like Purdue. You can't out Iowa, Iowa. You got to stretch them out. That's how Paul Rhodes did it. And I think that that's the way that we're going to do it. And it's probably a smart way to do it. You can't out Iowa, Iowa. But something stupid's going to happen. Something you can't prepare for is going to happen. How do you prepare for this?
We're not Steel Jantz slinging it, though. That's different.
That's the good thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it? Maybe we should.
No.
You remember Steel Jantz against Iowa. I also remember Steel Jantz.
Yeah, remember he won twice.
But I remember Steel Jantz against all the other teams we played too.
as much as I had fun watching him, like, I don't know if I need that much of a wild card.
No,
I remember him winning. I remember him never losing.
I mean, yeah, but
he never lost.
I remember him losing plenty. It just wasn't against Iowa.
Right.
Beat Iowa. Beat Iowa. That's who we're playing this week.
Well,
bring him back. Anyway. Yeah.
I think using our receiving threats. We were talking about this, Allison and I were earlier today. Just there's a huge difference between our receiving options last year to this year, just for no other reason than the fact that Jalen Knoll is actually a tenured receiver now. Think of where he was at the Iowa game last year.
He couldn't play. He was terrible.
Brock did not have receiving targets outside of Xavier Hutchinson last year.
Sure did. Nope.
For the Iowa game, I'm talking about.
Right.
He had the tight ends, which falls right into Iowa's wheelhouse.
What they want,
and he had X who could just get quadruple covered by the safeties and the cornerbacks, and there we were.
Mm-hmm.
I'm exaggerating, but so just being able to have Xavier Hutchinson and Jalen Knoll, I've heard enough podcasts this week saying his name wrong that it's starting to catch up with me now, and then bringing in the rest of the crew who looked like they'd be potential number three and number four options as well in the SEMO game. So who knows? We'll see against better competition. Options in receiver will help us a lot against Iowa, I have to believe. And so just being able to have a quarterback comfortable in the pocket, confident in his receiving options. We don't have the Brock Purdy panic to Kohler throw on third down.
Right.
This is what I would say. And it's stupid, but this game is stupid.
Yeah, sure. That's what makes it fun, though.
There are two teams that beat Iowa. Well, two types of teams. And those teams I'll list them, are Wisconsin, Northwestern, Purdue, and Paul Rhodes' Iowa State teams. You can put in Dan McCarty, but I don't know too much about Dan McCarty teams. Paul Rhodes' Iowa State teams. Those are teams that beat Iowa a lot. They have their number for some reason now. They might have split 50-50, but they still know how to win. If they have the right guys, they can win. And the way that we do it is the way that Paul Rhodes and Purdue do it is they play some junkyard ball. They throw the ball around, short ding and dunk passes, but they frustrate Iowa. And they move the chains. They get it going, yada, yada. The other teams, Wisconsin and Northwestern, you're probably thinking, they play a lot like Iowa. They do. They absolutely do. But they do not mess up. What Iowa wants you to do is they want you to mess up. They don't mess up. When Northwestern and Wisconsin beat them, they don't mess up. That's the only way that they beat them, is they don't mess up. And the problem that we've had is we mess up.
We mess up, yeah.
And that's how we lose. What we need to go into this game knowing is we'll probably fuck up once or twice. Right. And that's fine. But you got to keep the pedal to the metal every time. You can't just go, oh, shit, we threw a pick. Now let's be a bunch of pussies and fall back into just being conservative. No. You throw a pick, you can send next play on offense. You got to send Dimitri Stanley long and just bomb it to him.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be a little baby back bitch, because that's what every team does against them. They throw a pick. Maryland last year, they threw a pick, and then Iowa had them on the ropes, and they tried to play conservative and block, and Iowa beat the shit out of them. You got, like, if the pass isn't there, Hunter, just concede defeat. Just run through the pocket, try to get 2 yards, and slide. If not, if the pass is there, take it. I don't know. This game is stupid, though. So what the fuck do I know? What does anybody know? How do you do it, Kirk?
This is exactly the type of game that makes college that much fun, though.
Right.
All bets are off when you're counting on these kids to do what they're supposed to do. When you've got emotions running and the crowd's getting wild.
And you couldn't do it if you were supposed to do it.
Oh, hell no, I couldn't do it. Pretend for a second that I am 6'5" and an animal of a person.
That's tough.
I still couldn't do that.
I mean, I don't know. I don't. The epitome of it, and hang on, I gotta head outside real quick. But the epitome of this freaking game, the epitome of this game is the Matt Vandenberg play. Do you remember that play?
Give me a refresher.
Hang on 1 second, I'm gonna head to my car real quick.
Okay.
Y'all keep talking, though.
I was just waiting for you to go to your mobile studio. Well, I don't remember this Matt Vandenberg play at all, so.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't know. I know I'll know it as soon as he talks about it, but it's like these – I try to shut things out.
I don't know who Matt Vandenberg is.
All right. I'm in my mobile studio. Sorry, somebody wanted to sleep. Sorry about that. Let me tell you about the Matt Vandenberg play.
Is that their corner?
And why I hate this fucking game. I try to get Matt Vandenberg on this podcast. He has the Believe in Iowa podcast or something like that. On this network. I tried to get him on, just couldn't work, whatever. I wanted to talk to him about this specific play. And when I tell you about this play, you're gonna be like, oh, yeah, I fucking hate Iowa. You don't hate Matt Vandenberg. You just hate fucking Iowa. And 2015, Iowa State's winning by 7 points. one of their wide receivers gets like a little swing out at like the 35. He catches it. He's run. There's nobody around him to tackle him. He's running down the sideline. Mm-hmm. Oh, a cornerback or somebody. And this is at, this is by section M. This is that corner of the end zone, that corner of the field. He gets to like the 5-yard line, whoever this receiver is. It's not Matt Vandenberg. And he fumbles the ball.
Oh, okay. I saw that. Yeah.
You remember?
I don't remember about this play, but I saw the video this summer.
And then Matt Vandenberg runs, catches the ball midair, and jumps into the end zone to tie the fucking game. And from that point on, we had no juice because we saw the ball will always bounce their way. You remember that play?
I don't.
I will say this. He ran out of bounds, and he did not reestablish himself in bounds. He ran out of bounds, and then he ran in bounds, caught that ball, and jumped in the end zone. That is a legal procedure.
And this was 2015, so there
should have been. This is 2015.
Oh, I was at that game. Yeah, I remember that.
You remember that play?
Yeah, no. I remember that miserable.
That's really when the bullshit started for me.
I'm going to be completely honest here.
What?
I have a terrible memory for any home Iowa State game because we usually have a decent party going. I have an absolutely terrible memory of any Iowa State game.
Let me try to find it.
Because
this
that's when the
you
party
were blacked out, weren't you, Kev? You were blacked out, weren't you?
I don't think so. I can't even remember.
You just show up and you scream and
I mean,
I gotta say, I don't hate Matt Vandenberg. I hate this fucking play.
Let's be real, Kev. I was at that game. I didn't enjoy my fucking self at all.
No,
I know why you didn't, but we don't have to talk about that.
No, we ain't gonna talk about that. But I had a miserable ass time, and we lost on top of that. So, yeah.
No, I'm trying to find this play. It is a despicable play, but. This is terrible radio. I don't know if I don't find it here in a second, I'm going to quit.
And oh, also, the other despicable play in that game was when Bethard had that long ass run for a touchdown. I was like, what the fuck?
That was I don't think he scored a touchdown, but he had so many long runs.
It was like a 30 or 40 yard run to get them into the red zone. I'm like, man, this is depressing.
So,
and nobody could fucking tackle. Nobody.
I know. I was like, what the fuck?
Nobody could friggin' tackle.
So this Saturday, what seems more realistic? The Hawkeyes getting into the end zone twice?
No. Like
their offense getting into
the end ladder. Zone twice? The latter.
Or Iowa State's offense getting into the end zone three times?
The latter.
I think we can get in there twice. I'm curious about whether or not we can get in there three times. It seems like we never make it in their end zone.
We go certainly in Iowa City. This weekend. It's gonna happen this weekend, Kev.
It's gonna. I think a lot of this is gonna be predicated on how that first quarter plays out. Because if they have to play catch up, then all of a sudden we're kind of playing our game.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a tie ball game or they're winning, then we're stuck playing their bullshit hogs sloshing in the mud type of game that nobody enjoys watching. Nobody wants to watch that. The only reason they say they want to watch that is because sometimes they win.
Right.
Like I get it.
The thing that I'd tell you, like, I would love to go to Iowa City last week and ask them, like, hey, you have fun at the game? Nobody's telling you they did. Nobody had fun at that game. I mean, that's like, if you would have asked, like, after the UNI games in 2019 and 2021, like, there's nobody cheering. Like, you last weekend after the game, there are people cheering for the team. Yay, you won the game. People are cheering for any conference game that we win. Yeah, you won the game. After the UNI game in 2019 and 2021, nobody was fucking cheering. everybody's kind of grown getting out of the stadium. That's what happened last weekend. They are so down on their team. They're so down on their team. Like, the fans hate the team right now. They can't stand that Kirk thinks that Petras is going to do shit. That guy's getting benched. Everybody said it. You said it. Every pundit I've heard said it. Like, that guy, and people texting me that I haven't talked to in 5 years are texting me, oh, the game this weekend. Oh, yeah, when do you think Petras is going to get it? It's not if, it's when.
It's when.
And that's what they're all saying, too. It's like, they need this guy benched. And I think that if they lose the Seahawk game, that's going to rip the Band-Aid. They're going to put Petras to pasture and just, sorry, kid. That guy, sorry. Man.
It's not man. Even, like, it happens to a lot of guys. Like, I just don't understand why they won't just bench him.
Because they have nobody else.
They don't have anybody else.
Like, they were talking about this one guy, and I don't want to put this guy on blast because I think he's actually a pretty good player. They're talking about this one guy of theirs in practice. He's a young guy who's picking off all these balls from Petras. I'm like, how are you in position? He can't hit a broadside of the barn. How are you in position to pick off his passes? He's terrible. They're nowhere near the receiver.
Probably just fast.
He's probably picking them off at the water bottle. At the water cooler. 7 yards out of bounds. He's probably just airing it out. The kid's catching it. And Kirk walks up the podium and says, oh, yeah, this kid's looking great. He's catching all of Petras' errant passes. That dude sucks. That dude sucks. And they're like, everything that they've said is Petras sucks. Our running backs can't do shit. Our offensive line sucks. All our wide receivers are hurt. Great. So you're going to score 35.
Yep. That's, right. That's probably what's going to happen. Is something stupid. I don't think they're going to put up 35. That's
no. That's, you know what I'm saying.
That's stupid even by this game's standards.
It really is.
Trouble in the Big 12.
But I could see Iowa's team putting up 17 points.
God, I can't. And they're still going to win. No, I actually am going to predict at the end of this. You probably think I'm being negative. But yeah. I'm actually going to predict Iowa State to win. But
no, I'm y'all gonna know run, this freaking
I'm
game.
I'm not confident at all.
Yeah, I'm going to run on logic, not my superstition when it comes to picking.
So logically, I think we're going to win this game 21-10.
Like, they score 10?
I can see that.
I can see them scoring 10, but that's it. But, like, they'll score in double digits, but we'll win 21-10.
Yeah, no, I could see a field goal and a touchdown coming out of one of at some point we're gonna get ourselves pinned deep and
I was gonna say
they're gonna get the ball starting on their own 50 and they'll at least be able to move enough to kick a field goal. You know, like that sort of thing is going to happen.
I think they'll score a touchdown.
Yeah. It's just gonna happen.
But I think our offense can also score a couple touchdowns on their defense. Like,
I agree. Because their defense can hold up for so long. Because the offense is going to be going three and out so much.
I just
retired.
What we absolutely can't afford to do is play so soft defensively. Now I can go the other way too. I mean, you can go so aggressive that you're leaving guys wide open for Petras to go after, but I'd take my chances on that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The last thing you need to do is go so soft defensively to open the game up that Petras gets comfortable in the pocket.
No.
Because right now, you want to talk about a guy who's questioning whether he belongs. Like, he is the poster child for that. So no sense in getting him feeling good about himself. Let the next team do that for you.
Like, there's no way to drown out the boos in your own stadium. Like, there's a lot of guys who drown out the media. They don't look at the media. They don't look at social media. They don't look at anything.
You can't
because they know that, there's only, like, for every 1,000 thank yous and good jobs, there's one guy that will always ruin you because he's hating on you. doesn't, and he's an Iowa State fan, and he's hate or whatever fan, your fan base, and he's hating on you and ragging you and saying you should have done it different. Then you kind of start questioning yourself, and it does affect you. It really will. If they're booing you in your own stadium, 50,000, 70,000 people are booing you, you're going to hear it. And you know that you suck because they know it. They know that your passes, like, it's you can't hide it. Your passes aren't caught, and they're wild. And we need to, like, seriously, if I was John Haycock, I'd be sending the house first and 10 of their first drive. Just send the house. Make their walk-on wide receivers beat you. Because none of their guys are healthy.
No, you should be able to make that happen with two of your corners and one safety.
Send Bo Freeler straight into the heart of Tetris.
And, send him and two of the linebackers. So there's six attacking the quarterback right there.
Just bring the pain.
Send it.
Bring the pain.
Fucking send it.
Bring all of the pain.
Yeah, no, that's how
put him into the dirt.
That's how you get that crowd
a little bit behind the blockers and blast through, because that is fun to watch.
There is an extra added, you know, let's do our part according to the crowd. As far as the crowd's concerned, when Iowa and Iowa State are playing each other. Yep. So I don't see them being so quick to boo like they were against an FCS team.
I think if they go down, here's what I'll
counter you on that. If they go down 7 or 10-0 and this guy's still throwing wild passes, they're going to boo to let their voice be heard.
If they're losing, this is where that scoreboard means so much. If it's a tie ball game, 0-0, they're not booing.
It depends. If it's the second quarter and they can't do shit, I think they will. The boo birds would come out.
The boo birds will come.
But I think they know. Those fans also know if they don't get going, they're waiting on Iowa State to break them with one of our players. Because these aren't South Dakota State players. These are players that are – we have a guy that has a shot to win the Biletnikoff this year if he keeps it up.
Right.
Now, is he the favorite? By no means, no.
No.
But – he has a chance. He scored 3 touchdowns last week. That's 3 more than Iowa's whole offense.
He's fucking vaginas.
And
it is their Super Bowl, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Their Super Bowl.
It's definitely their Super Bowl.
And here's the thing: it's our Super Bowl too. Let's not lie. I hate when either one of these fan bases
try to said, play like it doesn't mean anything.
Play like it doesn't matter. Shut the fuck up.
Exactly. Oh no, yeah, I want to beat these guys so bad.
Yeah, I want to beat Iowa so bad. I do laugh when Kansas State fans think that they have a rivalry going with this.
Hilarious.
One. Like, yeah, this doesn't feel anything like a rivalry now. Iowa does. Iowa absolutely does.
Yeah,
it's one of my favorite games of the whole season. Any season, I can count on the Iowa game waking up and feeling like I'm excited for football. Nervously excited for football.
I don't know what to do, man.
About it is every year you get another shot.
Well, until they finally just puss out and don't schedule.
Oh yeah, I think if we win this year and the next year, they're gonna go, we aren't gonna play this anymore because of realignment.
It's not worth it to us because of realignment. Yeah.
We're not gonna play. We'll play this every 3 years.
Take your ball and go home.
Until they're like 5-6.
Yeah,
and that's fine. We can start up a rematch with Nebraska. They'll be looking
for that's fine with me. Look, that's fine with me. If I wouldn't want to play this anymore because it don't benefit them, and then they're getting their ass beat in the new Big Ten, that's fine with me. I'm like, well, y'all fuckers said that we didn't benefit you, so oh well.
Like, they think that they're big brother because they're the flagship and we're land grant. Like,
right.
It's just a different type of school.
Exactly.
Now we need to win more games, but like, I hate this game because, like, you ask anybody, like, any other freaking rivalry in this country, any other rivalry, if one team has the players that we have and the other team has the players that Iowa has, we win it like 49 out of 50 times.
Right.
But, like, I'm shaking in my freaking boots because I know some bullshit is going to happen.
There's always bullshit that happens in this fucking game.
Like, I don't want to go over to one of our friends' house. I don't want to go over. I don't want to break a lamp or something.
Well, just bring your own lamp.
Definitely will break that.
Like, it makes me upset because back when I was in school, I, like, really didn't care about the rivalry or didn't really care about the games, and we won 3 out of 4 years.
That's why. It didn't, like, I remember, it didn't hit you until you lost.
I remember not paying attention to the entire 2014 game until the very end. Like, I did not, I don't know what happened in the first three quarters. I didn't pay attention at all. And then I watched them kick the field goal and I was going crazy. And now I'm like, what I would freaking give to have that game again.
Right?
And I'm not going to cap and come on here and be like, I don't care about the rivalry. Of course I care about the rivalry.
Bullshit. If you're saying that, you fucking lying.
You're lying.
It is all fucking cap. But, yeah.
All right. I'm going to. Oh, my God. Ugh. Like, I know everybody who's listening to this podcast is just so freaking nervous. Like, are we going to win this game? We should win this game. There's so much pressure on us this year. Look at how great we looked last weekend.
But that doesn't matter.
And how are we going to piss it down our leg this year? Anyway. Let's be serious. Give me a serious score prediction. Mm-hmm. All right. Who wants to start? Who's the chump that wants to start?
I'll start us off. All right. Of course, I'm going to pick us to win. I'm not going to be the jinx for this game.
Yeah.
Iowa State's going to win 17-10.
17-10. Give me a break.
And I could see us winning by more depending on how the first half goes. Because as long as it's within one possession, Iowa will try to keep playing their game, which is to just drain the clock and pretend we didn't even play. Mm-hmm. And so if we can get out to a 10-point lead early, then all of a sudden things change, tempos go up, and we can put up numbers. Until that happens, though, I could see that being a struggle, and I worry that we're going to leak points early while we're settling in on what kind of defensive pressure packages we need to be bringing out. And so Iowa's either going to be within 3 points of us or leading probably by the middle of the second quarter because of that, the way that our defense plays and you know that their offense isn't going to be as bad as they looked against South Dakota State. They can't be, right?
Maybe they can be.
Well, I'm running with 17-10. I am confident that we're going to win. We're too much better than them.
You are. Now, I like how you put out, like, we need to go up by 10. You just know that we're not going to score two consecutive touchdowns. There's going to be a field goal in there.
Yeah, we're not going to. Their defense is really good.
Their defense is really good. It's really good. I think Jack Campbell's legit. I think some of their other guys are overhyped. Justin Jacobs is out. He's really good. He's a really good linebacker. Their line is really good.
I'll say this about their defense. You can look at their stats by the end of the season, and I'm sure they're going to look fantastic. Just think, though, the position that punter puts that defense in, drive in,
so advantageous.
It takes so much pressure off of the defense. When you pin your opponent inside their own five, three times or whatever it was last weekend, of course the defense is going to look outstanding. They right. shouldn't look like an average defense with that kind of setup. I mean, all you know that it's going to be run left, run left, run right, and run up the middle one third time just so that we don't get a safety. Oh, shit, we got one.
Right.
It that skews your defensive efficiency for sure compared to what the rest of America plays in, which is between the 20s.
Yeah. And of course.
It really is going to come down to how we come out early. And who knows? We're winning by at least seven, though. So
this is the only game where it's like this.
I know. It's fucking insane.
You got to play the chess match in the chess match. You got to know, okay, we are going to throw a pick. What do we do after? We are going to muff a punt or shank a punt. How do we respond?
Yeah, that's the key in this game, is that how are you going to respond when adversity comes your way?
No, we'll be breezing through.
All right, Tyler, give your score prediction.
Okay, so funny story, Kev. I actually predicted the same score.
All right.
This is going to be a four-quarter game where I'm going to be shaking in my boots.
Well,
yes. I think we win 17-10 with a game-winning turnover, or like an interception or something at the end.
I don't want it to come to that.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a dogfight the entire game. We win it, though. I think our punting will be a lot better this game. But, of course, there's the occasional bullshit that's going to happen. However, I do think that we respond well. So, yeah, 17-10.
You know what's
just
funny
kick is, it straight.
You know what's funny yeah. is I absolutely believe 17-10 sounds like a realistic number, but there's still a part of me that wouldn't be surprised if it was like 35-28 or something stupid like that too.
That's the thing. Like the fact that we all know that it can end up being like a shootout is just this fucking game. It never ceases to amaze me.
Well, the problem that you guys have is you don't have an obscure score like 19-12.
Well,
that's where you're going wrong.
I'll be damned if I watch us get safetied.
If we get safetied, I might turn it off.
No, you can't. If we're watching on the same TV and you shut that fucker off,
I might go in the backyard.
Like,
I might go in the backyard.
Get your ass in your mobile studio.
Get in the mobile studio.
Man, I
need to cuss at my team for a minute. Get your ass in the mobile studio.
Well, I don't have a mobile studio. I can't drive, but I'll get in your mobile studio.
Keep your feet off the dash.
I can't take it anymore, damn it.
Oh my gosh. Well, I think that we're gonna lock a dude in the room. That's what I think we're gonna do. I think this score, I think it's gonna be something like 27-6.
I would love that.
I would love that. I would
wait,
love
wait, wait. Who's winning?
Iowa State, baby.
Oh shit, 27-6.
Hunter Deckers is the real deal. We haven't really talked about Iowa State. We just talked about how much we hate this game. Yeah. Iowa State is going to come out, and we're going to throw the ball a lot.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to throw the ball a lot. We're going to make it so it looks like we're going to run. So we bring in three linebackers of theirs, and then we're going to beat them with the pass. And then they're on the ropes. We're going to play hurry up. You saw that we were playing a little bit of hurry up last week, a little bit of tempo, and it worked. Worked out very well. And Hunter Deckers Hunter Deck is coming in with a chip on his shoulder because he was grew up an Iowa fan and he didn't get that offer. Oh. He went to go play and they gave it to another guy, Deuce Hogan, because they said, oh, yeah, Deuce Hogan's better. No, he's not.
And where is this asset?
Well, I think he's at Kentucky. But they said, no, we like Deuce Hogan better. We're not going to offer you. I think he comes in with a chip on his shoulder to prove them wrong. I think that somebody like Jairell Brock comes out and they're just going to say, oh, yeah, you couldn't beat out Brees. Well, yeah, nobody can beat out Brees. And they think that our team is bad. Like, they think our guys aren't anything special. We're going to show, like, they just go, yeah, we're going to win because we're Iowa and we always win this game. That offense is so bad that the fans are going to turn on their team. And then when Padilla comes out to play, they're going to cheer and he's going to suck. And then they're going to be mad again. But they're not going to boo because they know that they don't have anything better.
Yeah, there's I'm sure there's good reason why Padilla has not seen the field by now.
And they're gonna be terrible on offense, and we just have to play our game and we're gonna beat them 27-6, and they are going to boo their own team in front of a bunch of 4-star recruits. And all those 4-star recruits will go, why the fuck would I come here?
Yep.
They're booing this team. The fans are booing this team. I don't wanna fucking come here.
So any Iowa State fans that are listening to this that are going to the game, I can't go. My wife told me I can't. Yeah. So someday I'll go. But will you please do me a solid, and when the Iowa fans are booing, just boo with them.
Please.
Yes. Just yes, do that.
Because the Iowa offense needs to know how terrible they are. just let them know. Let them know how upset with them that you are.
Well, here's how stupid they are. They don't understand that it really affects them. They're going, no, we're not booing the players. We're booing the coach. They don't fucking know that.
I don't know. As much of a talking really point as the booing, them. As much of a talking point as the booings become this week, I have a feeling that there's some Iowa fans that booed last weekend that won't this weekend.
I think they'll still boo, though. They're stupid.
Yeah.
They're stupid. Like, you think in the Cy-Hawk game, if we get up by 2 scores, they're not going to be booing the shit out of that guy when he misses a pass?
You get to that kind of.
They're not going to accept losing this game. Now, they might predict, oh, we're not going to win, but they're not going to accept losing that fan base. And if they do lose, Kirk Ferentz is going to have a lot of questions. And I will tell you this, and this is probably going a little bit off rails. There's going to be a lot of people looking into, okay, what really happened with his racial stuff back 2 years ago in June?
Well, now that they're not a winning program.
Now that they're not a winning team anymore. They're going to be like, what the fuck happened? What the fuck did Seth Wallace do? Anyway, we'll talk about that a little bit later.
I was going to say, I haven't heard anything about that in a really long time.
Yeah, well, we're not going to talk a little bit about it because it's a little bit different, but I'm not going to talk about it on this podcast. Yeah.
All right, so you've got us winning comfortably.
I have us winning comfortably.
Me and Ty are both thinking a kind of a little more of a slobber knocker.
I'll be fine with a win like that as long as it's a win. What about you, Allison?
Allison's buying a lottery ticket, she said, rather than picking the game, because that's about all that her...
Share some of them funds, bro.
You're not even going to throw a score out?
No. I'm not throwing a score out there.
5-4.
Oh,
5-4.
As long as we're winning.
We're losing. That would be
the perfect El Asico.
It would be the perfect El Asico.
I might boo at that game.
I'd go crazy if we scored a game. And they score the game with a goal and on penalties. Iowa State has won El Asico.
Oh, man. Free safety.
Chase Gilbert hits a 45-yard field goal to win 5-4.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it would have to be like a deep one.
a 56-yard field goal to win.
It all comes down to this. 4-2. Cyclones down.
That's dumb.
That's so dumb.
Oh, man. You know what's funny is I heard a kind of funny line, but there is some truth ringing out in it. Last weekend, Iowa put up, what, like 140 yards of offense, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's all up in arms. This last season's Iowa-Iowa State game, Iowa's offense, I think, put up less than 150 total yards of offense. And no one said anything about their offense being bullshit.
Eric's been talking about 10 yards in one quarter forever.
Right. Negative. But I'm talking about the general perception of the Iowa fan base. There weren't any. And so it just goes to show that at the end of the day, so long as you beat that rival, it doesn't matter how ugly it is.
Mm-hmm. So I think, Kev, to be fair, they also did score like 24 points in that game.
Yeah, all on defense.
Yeah. I didn't say anything.
Getting in the end zone does make it feel different. That's for sure.
Yeah, it does. I hate this game. All right, who's your player of the game?
Player of the game?
Mine's Hunter Deckers. Just plain and simple. If we win, it's him.
Well, if we're winning, what was it, like 26-3 or something like you said, that probably would be a good pick. Now, 17-10, you could probably go a number of ways. I wonder who
might go defense,
on defense might have something to say about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Who would it be? Who do you think?
Man. Okay, so Arlen Bruce – he's basically their only passing, and Laporta, there are their passing threats.
Here's what I'll tell you. I think the two guys guarding them, one, Miles Purchase will guard Arlen Bruce.
Yep.
And I'm guessing Anthony Johnson will guard Laporta.
Yeah.
And then they'll all have zone coverage supporting them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Man, would one of those guys be – no. Just by completely shutting down the offense?
Shut them down. You'll have back safety help to have help with.
You know how it goes, though. I mean, like the MVPs aren't the lockdown corner because they don't get any stat numbers.
Good. He's my MVP. If he keeps Arlen Bruce to like three catches, he's my MVP.
Well, because you just made Iowa one-dimensional and they can't.
You made Iowa so one-dimensional that you took out their only receiving threat.
Mm-hmm.
Because Laporte is not going deep. Because
that's kind of what had me wondering on that is.
Miles Purchase was so fucking good last week.
Yeah, he was.
You could just force them into needing to run against an 8-man rush.
Like that's the thing that I hope people remember this year. If he plays like that every week, Miles Purchase last week was so fucking good. He took away their entire side of the field that he was on. Said, nope, you're not throwing this way.
All right.
So then they had to go the other way. And by the time we knew that they were only going the other way, it's over.
Now
it's done.
On the flip side, it's like staying on the defensive end. Quarterback pressures, tackles for losses on the running attack. Who the hell would that guy be?
Will McDonald.
Because he could. Those figures would probably get you an MVP easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you get three sacks on that statue, that little boy.
Oh man, cut him! Just cut him loose! Cut him loose on that.
Get him going. Yep. Yep, he took last week off. We didn't need him. He played like a fourth of the snaps. Just rest him.
I could see Will McDonald being that MVP.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You're getting me pumped up now, Kev. I'm ready to go now. I'm ready to see how many sacks we're gonna get against this bastard.
Let's go.
How many sacks we're gonna get against this bastard? Anyway.
But,
It really does come down to what kind of pressure we can put on them via the scoreboard. Because you want to talk about an uncomfortable looking team.
Don't lay off the gas.
That would be the Iowa Hawkeyes with a 2-score deficit. That's about as uncomfortable looking of a team as there is.
Don't lay off the gas.
I mean, nobody's comfortable when they're losing by double digits. I get that. But those Hawkeyes, they know that they can't put up numbers.
I'm going to use a line that Texas fans love to use: all gas, no brakes.
Oh, I thought it was "we're back."
No,
that's what we'll be saying after the game.
That's what we'll be saying after the Texas game when we win again. We're back.
All gas, no brakes.
We whooped your ass again. We're back.
No, I mean after the Iowa game. Finally back, we're baby. Back. If we win this weekend, I think we start 6-0.
I do too. I do too.
Let's roll.
Let's fucking roll.
Let's ride.
Cyclone right. Nation, let's ride.
All right, Tyler, who's your player of the game?
All right, my player of the game is going to be Xavier Hutchinson.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Yeah, so I think in this game he's probably gonna go for like I'm gonna say he's gonna go for like 4 for like 87 and a touchdown. And then I think Deggers will spread it out to the receivers, and then Jairo Brock will score a game clinching touchdown in like the fourth quarter. But yeah. Do I need to do defensive as well, or just
no?
Oh, okay.
I think where I screwed up was I didn't hitch my name to a specific player. I'm gonna go with Will McDonald after thinking about it, just because of the stat line that he could get. If he can get sacks and tackles for losses, then that'll get him over the line.
And guess what? Their tackles are not very good.
Well. Yeah, and if we can throw numbers at him so he doesn't just get double teamed.
Right.
Oh, we will. I think we blitz Orion Vance or a safety every play.
just send Dominic Orange up the middle so he can swallow up three guys himself.
Yep, that's exactly
he's so fucking big.
Just like Ray Lima would just swallow bodies up.
Just swallow bodies and play. Let the middle linebacker clean it all up.
Yep.
Now that's the one thing that I haven't really focused in on our linebackers. I'm sure there's a drop off compared to how Mike Rose led that linebacking core last.
We'll see. This weekend is the real test. Colby Reader was really good.
We're talking one game in for these guys too, so they've got some gelling time to go. But
we'll see this week again. Yeah,
yeah. The response to like, here's what I think the play is. Oh shit! Here's what the play actually was. Am I in the right position to make it?
And their players aren't that fast,
right?
I mean, their guys aren't that fast. They're running. They're not having Kane Wongu out there who just if you blink, you're missing. Their players aren't that fast. They got a bunch of walk-ons out there. Like, that's the problem with this game. I'm not worried about their offense.
No.
I'm a little worried about their defense. The thing I'm most worried about is the fuckery.
Yeah.
Just what's going to happen.
Well, and that revolves around their defense and their punting unit putting us in bad positions on offense. Unbelievable. I mean, it all circles back to that. Like you just, when I'm thinking of this game, it doesn't matter who I'm talking to or what I'm talking about. The vision in my head is us inside our own 20.
Right.
And can we navigate our way out of that half of the time? Because if we can do it half the time, that's still a hell of a lot better than what that Iowa offense is going to be able to do from their own 50.
Yeah. Right.
Anyway, guys. Do you have anything else to say?
Nah, I'm just going to keep.
We spun around in circles for.
I'm just going to keep on rambling.
All I got to say was let's beat the fucking Hawks.
I mean, the next podcast that you guys listen to will probably be the instant reaction or whatever.
Oh, do we need to do it Saturday immediately after
yes.
the game?
Yes.
Well, yes, we yeah. do.
Yes, we do. I'm sorry we won't be able to go in the lounge if we do that. We'll join the lounge after we record it. But, yeah, we got to.
Like a 30-minute fuck you.
Or a 30-minute fuck me. Yeah, yeah whichever
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
No, it won't be that.
Yeah. So,
Let's go.
Let's go.
All right.
Get the fucking
Thanks for
hot.
Listening, everyone. This is the Cy-Hawk Preview Podcast. I'm exhausted. Let's just get this game over with.
I'm jacked up. Thursday night.
Bro.
I'll be ready to go on Saturday. I just can't take it anymore. All right, guys. Okay. We'll see you. Go Cyclones.
Go Cyclones. Fuck the Hawks.
Go Cyclones.